AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Tensions are escalating after the White House said the U.S. military is always an option to gain control of Greenland, the world's largest island, adding it's needed to ensure U.S. security in the face of rising threats from China and Russia in the Arctic. Denmark and Greenland are now seeking a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In other news, Homeland Security says it's planning its largest immigration operation ever. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's launched the largest immigration enforcement operation it's ever carried out in Minnesota. Sources tell AP some 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected to be deployed in the Minneapolis area. The move began over the weekend, and federal authorities say it targets alleged fraud involving Somali residents. DHS says agents arrested 150 people Monday. Governor Tim Walz decried the operation as a war being waged against Minnesota, noting there's been no coordination with the state. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump issued a warning to House Republicans.
You got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached.
He made the comments at a GOP retreat yesterday. The Republican Party is entering a critical election year, facing a razor-thin majority in the House. Warner Brothers again rejected a takeover bid from Paramount and has told shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. Michael Reagan, the eldest son of President Ronald Reagan and a conservative commentator, has died at the age of 80. U.S. markets veered mostly lower today following record rallies on Wall Street yesterday. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. John Harbaugh has been fired after 18 seasons as the Ravens coach. Baltimore went 8-9 and missed the playoffs after entering week one as one of the Super Bowl favorites. The Cowboys fired first-year defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, and the Lions have fired offensive coordinator John Morton. Coordinators Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. are both gone from Coach Dan Quinn's commander's staff. Ohio State receiver Carnell Tate has declared for the NFL draft. NBA LeBron James and Luka Doncic each scored 30 points to lead the Lakers past the Pelicans 111-103. College basketball, number 2 Michigan held off Penn State 74-72 to improve to 14-0. Number 6 Duke rallied past number 20 Louisville 84-73. Unranked Florida upset number 18 Georgia 92-77. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.